T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
FM 100, it's Ryan and Michelle in the morning, and time for good news stories.
And we're going to start with some bread. Last year, a woman in Seattle started a group called Community Loaves that bakes bread for food banks. And at first, only a few people were doing it. But now, I am proud to report that over 500 home bakers are involved, and their most recent delivery was 1,300 loaves of bread.
Michelle, did you bake homemade bread?
I have. Well, not a loaf, but I've done flatbread. Does that count?
No.
It's still bread?
I mean, flatbread is just basically like doing a pizza, pretty much.
Okay,
but
wow.
But cooking like a nice thick loaf of bread that you can slice.
I have not done that.
Every time I see, I have a good friend of mine who bakes a lot at home, and every time she posts a photo or a video of her pulling a fresh hot loaf of bread out of the oven and slicing, it's like, oh gosh, now I want to get a bread maker and make fresh bread. I would definitely do like a good homemade sourdough.
Well, I will say it is worth the effort.
Maybe that'll be one of my goals for 2020.
You don't need the bread maker kit or anything. You can do it by hand.
Okay.
Just saying. Okay, moving on. A 5-year-old girl spent 2 weeks making 200 Happy New Year cards for people at a nursing home in New York. Her mom says she was worried that they were lonely and came up with the idea herself. And she even emptied out her piggy bank and used the money to buy them all gifts.
That 5-year-old girl is gonna grow up and go places. I love how she's caring and very aware of people in need at such a young age.
I wasn't doing that at 5, so I have so much respect for that, really. And finally, somebody at a Whataburger drive-thru in Florida paid for the person behind them in line on Friday, and it started a pay-it-forward chain that kept going for this long. You ready? 105 cars.
I want to know what car number 106 did. What was? Maybe it was a big bill. Like, there's no way I am going to keep this going. I don't care if the 105 cars before me. I am not paying for $75 worth of food. However, you had me at Whataburger. Michelle, I will be a happy man the day that Whataburger comes back to the Memphis area.
I feel you. And just imagine as you say that, what I think about is imagine being the 105th car and then reading this story or hearing this story today.
Hey, I was a car number 105.
You gotta feel so bad about yourself.